No wonder Lincoln was at his wit's end. Northerners were impatient. Chase's Treasury Department was running out of money. "What shall I do?" Lincoln unburdened to his Quartermaster General, Montgomery Meigs. "The bottom is out of the tub." Firing McClellan was not an option in Lincoln's mind. It might result in another Bull Run disaster, but with no general like McClellan to pick up the pieces, or, even worse, it could destabilize the Union Army, breaking it up into rival factions. Finally, on the night of January 10th, Lincoln convened an informal war council in the White House with Seward, Chase, Assistant Secretary of War Thomas A. Scott, and two generals from the Army of the Potomac, Irwin McDowell, the Bull Run battle commander who now served under McClellan, and William B. Franklin, a division commander and McClellan confidant. The president told the attendees he had to do something, and if McClellan, sick or well, did not plan to use his army right away, Lincoln would like to borrow it, provided he could see how it could be made to do something, according to the notes McDowell took at the meeting. Lincoln sent McDowell and Franklin to quietly investigate the state of the Army of the Potomac and return with recommendations. McClellan learned of the conferences behind his back and, fearing their participants were conspiring against him, they clearly were, rose from his sickbed and attended a war council meeting on January 13th. Though pale and feeble from the effects of typhoid, he managed to wrest control of his army from Lincoln. All the president could pry out of his sullen commanding general was a promise that he did have a plan and a time in mind for an advance. But McClellan refused to divulge the movement's details to Lincoln and his war council, believing they would leak them to the newspapers. Lincoln said he was satisfied, but he was not. On January 27th, he issued President's General War Order No. 1, setting February 22nd, George Washington's birthday, as the day for the general movement of the Army and Navy against the Confederacy. The order accomplished nothing. McClellan remained stationary. Though the order did jolt him into realizing that his president would not tolerate him staying that way much longer.